Elaine, and welcome to the Lifecraft Podcast. Lifecraft is passionate about helping you live your everyday life better by sharing inspiration, awareness, and tools to enable you to create a fulfilling life. It's a beautiful Sunday afternoon. I'm at home, so that means you might hear a couple of birds chirping in the background, and today you might hear some monkeys playing about because they decided to just come over and come and play right here on my lawn. I'm fortunate enough to live on a beautiful farm in a beautiful area in South Africa, and today I just felt an inspiration to record this podcast episode. And it's not really scripted because it's something that is on my heart. So before we get going, I would love for you to just download this episode and subscribe to the Lifecraft Podcast. And then when you're done, I would love to hear from you. So either leave a positive review for us so that we know what inspired you, and just let me know what we can create more of that'll help you have a bigger experience of this beautiful life that we're living. So on that note, a couple of years ago, I was sitting in this same living room, not having such a beautiful experience of this life. I was actually very sad and I was crying and I was so disheartened because I was having what you could call a Groundhog Day type of life. What I mean by that is, if you haven't seen the movie of Groundhog Day, go and check it out. But it means you are literally living the same day over and over and over again. And that was my life, but not in terms of a day, actually in terms of like a year. I was sitting at the end of the year. I can remember it was December. And I didn't reach one of the goals that I set at the beginning of that year. And I was still living in the same house, still experiencing the same things, still doing the same job, still having the same lack of money in my bank account, still having the same issues with the same people. And I was fed up. But the worst part of it all, and you might be able to relate to this, was I didn't know how the hell I was going to get myself out of it. I really felt like I tried that year. And you might have felt that way too. At the beginning of the year, I set my goals. I did the workshop. I did all the things people told me to do. I woke up earlier. I freaking had the smoothies. I exercised most days. I read the books. I had a great mindset. And I didn't know why the hell I was just experiencing the same life over and over again. And it crushed me. It freaking crushed me. You might be there today. You might have been there. You might get there in the future. Today, I want to give you some of the tools that I was fortunate enough to realize I had at my disposal to get me out of that cycle. Not just feeling stuck, but being stuck. Not just working really hard to reach your goals, not reaching your goals, not living your dreams, really living the same experiences over and over and over again. And I remember, as I was sitting there, a thought came into my mind that, to be quite honest, that was the life that I saw growing up from so many of the adults in my life. And they kind of just made me feel like that was living, that was adulting, that was being an adult. You're doing the same thing over and over again and you're not seeing a lot of results. And I felt so disheartened. And then I went on a journey, because sometimes our lowest moments, those lowest moments, can be the catalyst you need for change in your life. And I am a student of A Course in Miracles. It's a spiritual text that I absolutely loved. And as I was sitting there crying, And I started realizing that this is so much bigger than me, because it was exactly the same for all of the adults that I saw growing up. And I was really talking myself into a spiral of not good enough. Nothing works out for me. I tried so hard this year. I tried so hard last year. Why does nothing happen in a positive direction? Why am I doing all of these things? All of these books on my bookshelf are just lying to me. Nothing works. This positive self-talk is crap. Affirmations don't work. Gratitude is bull. Nothing helped. I got a thought that I was not willing to see things differently. And I know that thought came from A Course in Miracles. So in A Course in Miracles, you get encouraged to just say to yourself, I am willing to see this differently. And in that frenzy and in that whole, you know, when you can just talk yourself into a whole state, I do that really well. I can get myself worked up like anything. In that moment, I sat on my couch and I said, whoever is listening, I'm willing to see this differently. Bring it on. Show me what you've got. Show me where I'm going wrong. Show me what I need. I'm willing to see this differently. Not I'm willing to do the work. Not I'm willing to grow. Not I'm willing to change. Not I'm willing to put in longer hours, work harder, work myself to the bone, do all of these things. No. In that moment, I just said, I'm willing to see things differently. And that's the first thing that I want to leave you with. Whatever situation you're facing in your life right now, you might have a couple of negative ones. No matter how great life is, we still live on a polarity planet. And there might still be an area in your life where you feel like I did that day on that couch, where you need a miracle. And in A Course in Miracles, it says that a miracle is just a change in perspective. I needed that. I needed that because I was so unhappy. And I felt so stuck and so worthless and so not good enough. But I was willing to see things differently. And I want you to take that sentence, write it on your mirror, put it on your phone, write it on a sticky note and put it on your laptop. And for the next couple of days, months, whatever you need, every time you're faced with all of those negative thoughts building up in you around a situation of feeling stuck, not reaching your goals, living the same freaking life over and over again, just say to yourself, I'm willing to see this differently. And you can apply this to anything in life. Saying that phrase is one of the most powerful things you can do. So, what happened? Seemingly nothing changed. I got up. I did my self-care because I've done a lot of healing work. So I made myself a cup of tea. I went to go and sit outside. I spoke kindly to myself. I didn't feel different, but I was willing to see things differently. And I knew that I had to just let go of the situation for a while. People call it surrender. I always have trouble with that word because it feels like giving up, but it's not. It's just a letting go of. It's just a little bit of a step back that you take. I was willing to see things differently and I took a step back and I just said, I'm just going to wait and see what the universe shows me. And what happened was quite profound. So it didn't happen the next day and it didn't happen that night. It actually happened a couple of weeks later. I did a free course by someone that I really looked up to. And in that free course, they spoke about mindset. And it was a business course. It had nothing to do with all of the things that I was actually worried about. But in that course, that person took a moment and said, human beings follow through on who they believe they are. Who do you believe you are? And I was like, I believe I am worthy. I believe I am this. I believe I am that. And my inner being said, bullshit. You don't. You still believe that you're that poor girl that came from a broken family, who people felt sorry for, who got hand-me-down clothing, who isn't good enough to live the life that you want. That's who you really believe you are, Melissa. And it was a sobering thought. And I started crying. And I know I had to do an exercise for that little free challenge program thing I did. And I had to write down who I really believed I was. And it wasn't anything pretty. And this was after years and years of healing work and going on this journey. But the thing that I was missing was I didn't bring that healing into the darker side of me, those gnarly thoughts that you think you shouldn't have. And in that moment, I realized, after having done that exercise, that I was just following through on who I believed I was. So yes, I believed a lot of great things about myself, but underneath all of that, there was still this part of me that saw me as that poor little girl who grew up in a broken family, who people felt sorry for. And I went back to that identity year after year after year, subconsciously. So what did I have to do? I had to change my freaking story. I had to change my identity. And one of the most beautiful things that I had the opportunity to do with that challenge was see that, yes, I might have been that girl, but that's not me anymore. I am not that girl anymore. I've built an amazing life. I have people who love me. I have a great relationship with my boyfriend. I make an impact. I have not had lack in my life in years. Frankly, I have more than enough, and that's why I'm able to give of my time, give of my resources, give of myself, because I am actually living in overflow. That story that I had, that I got when I was a little girl, was not my story anymore. I did not have to revert back to that every single time I wanted to reach a goal, every single time I stepped into a meeting, spoke with someone, etc., etc. Now, I want to encourage you today to look at yourself in the same way. You are going to follow through on who you believe you are. So I want you to think about what has been your conditioning. My conditioning might be different than yours. Your conditioning might be that you're the perfectionist child, you're the overachiever, and now you work yourself to the bone, but you don't have any fulfillment. Yours might have been that you are the dumb child, that you're stupid, that your grades aren't as good as your brothers and sisters. And now every time you set a goal and every time you need to follow through and need to do the work and need to show up for yourself, that little voice creeps in to say, oh, but you're the dumb one. You won't be able to figure this out. Maybe your conditioning is that you were abused as a child and that you're not worthy of receiving love. Well, that love looks twisted and tainted to you. That you're just good enough to receive abuse, that you're just supposed to be there for other people, but you are never having your needs met in a kind, compassionate, loving way. And every single time you go into a relationship, that is the relationship you get, because you're just following through on who you truly believe you are. Take a moment today or this week and follow the steps that I did. Say that I am willing to see things differently. I'm willing to see why I am stuck. I'm willing to see why I can't reach my dreams. Just that phrase might open up a completely different thing to you than what happened to me. But if you're on the same journey, take a step back after you said that. And then when something like this comes up, the opportunity to look at your conditioning. What have you been conditioned to believe about yourself? What does your inner child still hold on to as who you are? Realize that you're always going to follow through with that. Human beings will always follow through with who they believe they are. If you believe that you're someone that always pays their bills, no matter what happens in the economy, what happens in your life, you will always pay your bills. But if you're someone who says, I sometimes pay my bills, but living the luxury life is way more important for me, you'll always just sometimes pay your bills. No matter what happens around you, you'll make your luxury a priority. Tony Robbins calls it your standards of living. But your standards of living are always tied to your identity. So now, you might be sitting here listening to this and thinking, okay, Melissa, how did you reach your goals after you realized that your identity wasn't great? And I'm going to tell you in short. Roger Bannister was the first person who ran the 4-minute mile. Amazing. Before he did it, they literally said that it is impossible for a human being to run a 4-minute mile. Roger Bannister did it, and within a couple of weeks and months, other people started doing it. Now, we all have that Roger Bannister moment. We all have that moment where if we do one thing differently than our identity, differently than our conditioning, which he had a lot of. He heard that it's not possible. The human body can't do it. Who are you to try and do this? You'll never be able to make this. It's absolutely impossible. Look at you. You're just a boy from England. Who do you think you are? All of that conditioning, all of that identity that he had the opportunity to revert back to. He didn't. Why? He used his creative faculties like creative visualization, meditation, practicing these types of things, positive affirmations, all of this. Go and research him. It's fascinating. He used all of those tools to help him form a new story about himself, form a new identity. He started to refer to himself as the type of person that can run a 4-minute mile before he even set foot on that course. And that is what I started doing. I started realizing that the version of myself that I was reverting back to wasn't me anymore. And it didn't serve me to keep that in my life at all. That was one part of me. That was one experience in my life. And if I could go back now, I probably would have seen it completely differently because I am a completely different person. And I started deciding and creating a new story for myself so that that would be what I reverted to. So like Roger Bannister, I started envisioning myself winning. I started seeing myself getting the life that I knew I deserved. I started talking about myself in a completely different way. I started referring to myself as a successful person, as a great coach, as a loving partner, as an amazing daughter and an amazing friend. I started talking about myself in a way that inspired me to live up to everything that I was saying. And eventually, my subconscious mind, with healing, yes, with trauma work, yes, with doing hard things on days when you don't want to do it because it's always part of it, that person started to blossom and my life never looked the same again. I got out of my Groundhog Day. I got out of that whole cycle because I was willing to see things differently. I stepped back and actually gave the universe a chance to show me. I was expectant to see something good happen in my life. And then lastly, I changed my story. I changed who I believed I was by using all of the amazing tools that we've spoken about on the Lifecraft podcast. So maybe today you need to do that for yourself. Maybe today you need to be willing to see things differently. Maybe today you need to take a step back. Take a breath. Be expectant that the universe or whatever you believe in will show you something like it did for me. And what it showed me was that I was just following through on a belief that I had about myself and that I had the capabilities to change it and to change my life. If you want to 10x your goals, if you want to be that person that you know you are, if you want to live that life that gets you excited to wake up in the morning, these 3 steps can be a catalyst for change. So I want to encourage you, don't let another day go by without taking some time and just saying that simple prayer that says, I'm willing to see things differently. It was exactly what I needed to do, to have a whole different experience of life. And you can too. Sometimes it's the most simplest things that make the biggest difference. And remember that as human beings, we're always going to follow through on who we believe we are. You have the right to take the time to dissect that, to see what are my beliefs around myself, around my health, around my relationships, my career, my goals and dreams. And when you start formulating a new identity, a new story, you'll start seeing a whole new life. I wanted to say a whole new world, but I don't know if I can pay those royalties. Anyway, I hope you have a beautiful day further. If something stood out for you, if something inspired you, be sure to share it with me. You can find me online as well. I'd love to know if you listen to this podcast. It's great to connect with this community. And I can't wait to hear your success stories about you getting unstuck, being willing to see things differently, changing your story, and living a life that you're excited to wake up to. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode and taking the time to invest in yourself and in your future. If you loved this episode, be sure to share it with us by leaving a positive review or tagging us in a post or in your stories. Share one thing that stood out or inspired you to live your everyday life better. This helps us create more meaningful episodes for you to enjoy. If you're not already following us on social media, be sure to follow @TheLifeCraft for more inspiration and tools to help you live your most powerful life. And remember, you always have the power to craft a better life for yourself, and we are here to help you do just that. We'll connect again in the next episode, and until then, keep creating a life that you're excited to wake up to. We enjoy bringing you interviews from experts and everyday people so that they can talk about their experiences and share information, tips, and what has worked for them on their journey towards a better life. However, remember that the opinions or advice of our guests and myself, the host, should not be taken as personal, actionable advice and is given as general information and education only. Please always remember to consult a qualified professional before implementing any medical, financial, legal, or other advice that you believe might work for you. LifeCraft is not responsible nor liable for your decision when implementing anything you hear on the podcast. Please listen and act responsibly. The opinions of our guests do not represent the opinions or views of LifeCraft or Melissa Lane personally, and are meant as information and general education only.